This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. Many U.S. cities want to become the next Silicon Valley, and the competition for tech companies and tech talent is fierce. There's a group in Minneapolis pushing for something novel, hoping it'll give the city an edge. A name change. Mike Moen has more.
When you research top U.S. cities for business startups, some unexpected places are mentioned. Communities like Bend, Oregon, and Franklin, Tennessee are two examples. Folks in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area hope their name pops up a little more in these rankings. So what can they do to get noticed? How about a divorce from the Midwest? A group of business leaders and academics think Minnesota should break away and establish a new region called the North.
The North isn't just Minnesota. It includes parts of Iowa, a big part of Wisconsin, parts of Michigan, parts of the Dakotas.
That's Dean Tom Fisher of the College of Design at the University of Minnesota. Fisher says this grassroots effort gives the region a chance to promote something it is often ridiculed for.
In the North, where we often apologize for being cold, at least in winter, part of what we're talking about is to recognize that there's actually a huge advantage to that.
Fisher says in a cold climate, people aren't as distracted during the winter months, allowing them to huddle up and be creative. He points to the innovative culture in places like Scandinavia. Fisher also says Minnesota and surrounding areas are overlooked for their contributions to the tech community, especially when it comes to healthcare technology. But Paul DeBettings, a local tech recruiter, says a campaign centered around a name change won't do much to convince young innovators to flock here. He adds that bragging about being able to thrive in harsh winters might not be a good idea.
I usually get asked four questions from candidates. The first one is, how cold is it? And then, no, really, how cold is it?
DeBenning says those behind the regional name change should ditch their geography obsession. He says they'll get more mileage out of simply promoting the good things that are happening in the startup community. He also says it wouldn't hurt to remind the rest of the world that it does get warm here during the summer. In Minneapolis, I'm Mike Moen for Marketplace.